I'm Mark Purcell, and you're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUP. Good morning, and thanks for listening. Rebecca Brommels, the Director of Communications for ArtsWave, is in the studio again this morning with a final Arts Sampler weekend. A lot of performances happening today all around our community. And Rebecca's here to talk about both the final weekend in the 2013 Macy's Arts Sampler and talk about ArtsWave and the campaign that's going on right now. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Mark.
So the final of the three weekends for the 2013 Macy's Arts Sampler today, 30 plus or minus free performances and activities happening. What's going on today? What can people look forward to?
We've got activities all over today. There's lots of events happening in libraries in Northern Kentucky. We've got dance all afternoon at the Cincinnati Ballet in downtown, as well as activities at the Contemporary Arts Center and the Taft Museum of Art. We also have our Young Professionals Amazing Arts Race happening this afternoon, and all of it comes to a culmination in Washington Park this evening, in the early evening. The Wonderettes from Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati will be headlining a sock hop. Dress up in your favorite 50s gear. Come down and dance with us to great 50s and 60s music to celebrate the end of Sampler.
It will be great. And the Sampler's been going full tilt. Started February 9th, the first weekend after the big kickoff on Fountain Square on February 8th. And then, of course, those great performances in Music Hall with the Symphony and the Opera and all on March 2nd. And these the things happening today, really, I think, have a great cross-section of what ArtsWave supports in our community. And ArtsWave really does support dozens and dozens of art organizations throughout our area.
Yeah, over 100 arts organizations of all shapes and sizes. You know, today we've got everything from chamber music to belly dancing to contemporary art to choral music. You can see the real breadth and depth of our art scene on display today. It's great.
A lot of folks don't realize that we have such a rich arts and culture scene here in Cincinnati. It's really a little hidden gem, and a lot of people take it for granted, but Rebecca, it's just amazing what's here.
It is. We think the arts are what makes Cincinnati amazing, and that's what we've been talking about during our campaign. And I think it's a combination of having so many great schools for the arts, so many great larger institutions that make it possible for artists to work and live here year-round, and so much creative energy happening because of things like the architecture and graphic design firms. You know, there's a lot of brain power in Cincinnati, and you can't spend the whole day just working on spreadsheets. You need to get up, get moving, and do something creative.
I have to imagine here on this final sampler weekend of 2013 that you're finding a little bit of relief, too, after a mad rush.
It is by far our largest thing we put together all year. It is our big signature event, but I also just get such a huge kick out of seeing so many members of the community come together, meet for the first time, share experiences, and discover the arts.
And if folks are looking for a complete list of the activities happening today for the 2013 Macy's Arts Sampler, the final weekend happening today, things start about 10 o'clock this morning, I think, up in Hamilton at the Fitton Center for Creative Arts. Go on all day long. You can download an app that is free and available on the ArtsWave website by visiting our website, wvxu.org. You can find a complete list. Get directions and then plot your own way through the all the fun that's happening today. And of course, this is all tied in to remind you of the role that arts play in our community and the role you play in those arts, because this is all part of the ArtsWave campaign, raising the money to support these great organizations. And I know, Rebecca, some years ago when it was the Fine Arts Fund, it was mainly a vehicle to support the big eight institutions in town, the Symphony and the Opera and the Ballet and the Art Museum and Playhouse in the Park. But really, it's expanded, and in, as you mentioned, nearly 100 organizations benefiting.
That's right. You know, and it really grew over time. You know, originally it was funded to just support four organizations when the Tafts made the original gift in the 1920s. Hmm. And then we added another four organizations in the 70s and then expanded to have an arts services office. And we took on associate members, mid-sized organizations, and started offering project grants, because as we looked at the growing arts landscape, it became clear that the ecosystem of the arts needed lots of different types of organizations feeding it. And the mm-hmm. more we had both large institutions as well as small startups and community art centers active in the community, the more people participated and the more people benefited.
And people participating is really what it takes to, you know, not only to do the singing and dancing up there on stage, but also to have a seat in the audience and enjoy that performance. And that's why the Arts Wave people are looking during this campaign for your contributions. And I know a lot of big companies are involved. They have their own campaigns and have been doing it. The campaign ends April 30th, and I know still chipping away at that goal, but there's still an opportunity for if companies out there, if they haven't had a campaign yet, to be involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is still time to run a campaign. We even have a program called Campaign in a Box, where we can show up at your lunch meeting and run your employee campaign in 1 hour. You just provide the food, we'll come in, and we'll make our pitch. We are incredibly grateful for the corporate support in the community, and that's part of why we have been the largest United Arts Fund in the country, as well as the first for so many years. But it's really about all the employees and the people who give individually through their workplace campaigns that really make the campaign so successful.
And it is great to see all that supported during the arts sampler. When you're going around, you might not always get up to the Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton. You might not always go down to the Cincinnati Ballet on Central Parkway, but a great chance to do that today. And you mentioned this is the Fine Arts Fund that started way back when with the Tafts, was the first United Arts Fund in the country.
That's right. That's right. So Cincinnati was really forward-thinking about understanding the role that the arts play in the community and how the arts strengthen and enliven a community and make it a place where people want to live, how they bring people together from diverse backgrounds so that they can build understanding and trust. So the Tafts were really visionary about that when they made the gift and created the fund.
And it's been growing ever since. We, you know, talked about how much it's expanded through the years. And really, that's vital to a community because it says, I believe I remember a study not so long ago that talked about the economic impact that the arts have. And it's more than the professional sports teams.
Yes. Well, and, you know, it has a ripple effect in the community. So, you know, one arts organization having an event in a neighborhood means that the restaurant next door has more visitors that night and the retail shops see more people. It means there's more foot traffic and the neighborhood feels safer. The lights are on longer. It means people connect with each other and make friends and make more connections and networks that build businesses. You know, I think one of the reasons that companies are so supportive of the Arts Wave campaign is that they see, as they're trying to attract top talent to the region, they see our thriving arts scene as a big benefit for their employees. Cincinnati can compete with just about anyone in terms of excitement and things that are happening here.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And a lot of it thanks to the Arts Wave. Well, the campaign goes on. There's still time for folks to make a donation, and a lot happening today. What out of all the things happening today, Rebecca, do you have one recommendation as a do not miss?
Oh, I would say the sock hop with the Wonderettes in Washington Park is going to be just a big community party and a real joy. If you love great 50s and 60s music, it's going to be a wonderful time, whether you've got kids who don't know the tunes or grandparents who grew up with them or singles just looking to meet some new people and dance. It is going to be great fun.
Well, thanks for being here, and good luck with the campaign. Appreciate you spending a few minutes on Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you, Mark.
Rebecca Brommels, Director of Communication for ArtsWave. This is the final of the 2013 Macy's Art Sampler Weekends. It all kicks off about 10 o'clock this morning. The full schedule and directions to the ArtsWave website available at our website, wvxu.org. And you'll find out more about making a contribution to ArtsWave as well through their website, that campaign, the ArtsWave campaign for 2013, running through the end of April.